Totes my goats.
Totes my goats. Stop it. Just stop it.
Are we recording?
Yeah, why not?
I've been told that this is not for children. So if you are a child, stop listening.
What are you watching something on your phone right now?
I thought we were going to have a little break, so maybe...
We don't have time for...
Are you literally, like, watching something on your phone right now?
I'm...
Are you watching porn again?
There are no breaks.
There's a cat.
There's a cat. It's kitty porn.
He's kitty porn, yeah. Kitty porn, okay, with two T's.
Let's make sure that...
With two T's and a Y.
It's not.
So Ryan, I didn't know you were into kitty porn.
Savage pussy over here.
like pussy cats.
Oh, God. We need to stop, like, now.
Telling me. Oh. What's
you,
new, pussy?
I don't ever worry about, like, you dying and Celesta being, like, the weird cat lady. Quite frankly, I think you go, she's like, thank God I can get rid of the cats.
Yeah.
I worry about you being... The old cat lady.
I'm not a lady, though.
Well, no, if she goes before you go, you're just going to take in every stray, and basically, like, one day you're going to show up and be like, hey, Ryan, is that a fur coat? And you're just going to go, no! And, like, all these 50 cats are going to be like, yeah! And then, like, let the revolution begin!
I could see it.
I could totally see it, because you'd go
Joe,
crazy.
Draw that.
Yeah.
Seriously, draw that.
Draw me.
Can that be my birthday present? Ryan with a cat jacket.
That comes alive when he spreads his arms.
Just hanging off of him and flying.
Yeah, and it's like, it's almost like Voltron and a thousand missiles. It's like, attack!
I mean, it would be a good defense mechanism.
Yeah, you will never have another human being to you again.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure.
You would smell.
For sure. Yeah.
You would.
Your nickname would be Litterbox.
Well.
Instead of Lunchbox,
here comes
Litterbox.
Litterbox the Catman.
Back away, back away.
Oh, and he frightens everything but mice for some reason. The mice are like, this is too much. This is too much. Even we're not scared. This is weird.
Why do you pick on me?
We're not. You're not even denying it, which makes us more
True.
Scared that this is actually
yeah,
gonna happen.
I feel like he likes it.
Yeah,
bit.
I think so too.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, for being honest.
Well, there are worse things than having cats all over you, I suppose.
That is true.
Could be snakes.
Or fleas.
True.
Well, he would have fleas, definitely.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
you
can
would.
I tell you this story?
Well, wait. Welcome to Verbal Distillery.
Faster.
Wow. Welcome to Verbal Distillery. I'm Joe.
I'm Celesta.
I'm Ryan.
All right. What's your story?
Anything weird. There we go. Weird.
Well, the weird thing is, my mom, when we first got her a smartphone and she started texting, she was relatively good at it.
Your mom's going to listen to this, right?
No, my mom doesn't.
Oh, I shoot them every episode.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She just refuses to review us.
Thanks, Mom.
Because she doesn't know how to do any of this. She used to be really good at texting, and it's like in the last year or so, it's gone way downhill.
Joe just licked a bottle.
Joe is...
Is this rather phallic?
Joe's trying to seduce right in front of me.
No, I'm worried about him and his cats, really.
So it's gotten really bad, and today... My dad had a doctor's appointment, so I'm kind of like, and he's not in the greatest of health, so I'm kind of just worried about him and want to know what's going on. And so they had to drive like 3 hours to get to the certain VA hospital to get, all this crap done. It's far from my parents. So she texts me, he just went in, love, because every friggin' sentence she finishes is love. I love you, Mom, but it's weird. And I'm like, okay. Then she texts me again. And she wrote, now, Z, the letter Z, rats, lice.
What?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now Z.
Rat's lice.
And I'm like, does he have lice? Like, what?
Did you ask her what that
of
meant?
Of course I did.
And what'd she say?
Nothing for like an hour. So then I'm texting my sister. I'm like, do you know what this means? And my sister, God bless her, she spends a lot of time with them because they live closer together. She's like, oh, that means he's getting x-rays. And I'm like,
how?
Rats Z. It must have auto-corrected. And like, rats Z's. Lice.
I don't know what the lice is, but.
Love.
Love.
She misspelled love.
Lice.
She misspelled love into lice. Oh my God. X-rays. Oh,
I was just at work like, oh, of course. Of course that's what that means.
Oh, God. No, and then you call her and she goes, no. Have you seen Game of Thrones? You know, they put a rat on his chest and a bucket on top of it and lit a flame on top of that. And the rat's digging through your father's chest.
Oh, is that what happens on Game of Thrones?
Oh, there's so much horrible shit that happens on Game of Thrones. It's not even funny. Sometimes you almost wonder if it's like, you're just doing this to seem... Yeah, for ratings. Yeah. I mean, trust me, the biggest advice I can give to anybody who has not seen Game of Thrones is if you're gonna watch it, don't get attached to any character.
That is what I've heard.
I mean, at first I thought it was about florists, Game of Thorns.
I can't open this box.
I guess I'm just dyslexic.
Oi.
There you go.
Dude, think it through before you say it.
That's a good joke.
No, it's not.
It's totally.
It is not a good
Game of Thorns.
Game of Thorns.
It's a florist thing.
You guys know what I thought of? Game of Thorns. Did you ever think
of that?
I'm
like picturing some florist. Like, he like walks out of his flowers and he puts it in there, and then another florist just comes running by. Like, you'd think it'd be a gun shooting at him, but I'm just like, I just don't see a florist shooting a gun. But he like comes running by.
Throws
just,
roses like, at him.
No, it stems. Oh, I'm getting cut up everywhere.
Curse you and your Game of Thorns.
Curse you, Game of Thorns. House Lily Tiger. Or Tiger Lily.
Well, which is it? Oh, that's a flower. You're playing a game. Yeah. A joke. You're being funny. I get it.
This is a joke.
I hate both of
you. Well, we know that.
Hope you both trip over not an actual flower, but some petals. And then you look even more horrible when you fall on your ass.
Wow. You just got morbid.
All right. So what are we reviewing first?
I don't know. You tell us.
I think we're going to do the same theme we did last show. We're going to kind of...
Episode. It's not like a show.
Episode, show.
Whatever. Nobody listens.
Hobby. Yeah. I mean, gives a shit.
Drinking. Science reasons.
Yeah. So, we're going to actually review Maker's Mark Private Select, which, was it last year Maker Mark reopened this? It's been a while. Like, they have not been doing Private Select picks or barrel picks for years. And what? I think it wasn't up until like last year that they opened up. Okay. It was almost to the end of the year.
I don't know.
Why do you think that was? Because they just didn't have it. They were just
no,
so well.
But it's the same reasons. Like you can do Russell Reserve picks, but you can't do a Wild Turkey pick.
I'll tell you why. You go to Maker's Mark, which if you are going through Kentucky and you only have time to maybe stop at one place, I would actually say Maker's Mark is not a bad place to stop. Either them or Buffalo Trace. Because Maker's Mark is very beautiful and they do a really good job with the presentation. Don't get me wrong. And by the way, the food at their restaurant is actually really good. But when you go through a tour, the word of the day is consistency. And they will tell you that consistently. Ha. And so that's like their big thing is everything needs to taste the same. And they claim like, if you have a batch from the 70s, and they save all, like we saw a rumor, they saved all these old batches. Like they should all taste basically the same. That is their goal, is to make Maker's Mark taste like Maker's Mark, whether it's from 1991 or 2027. Like that's all they do.
That's interesting.
And
for
the longest time, I'm pretty sure all they had was regular Maker's Mark.
Yeah.
And they started venturing out a little bit, and they've never done other than maybe like rare, very, very, very rare occasions.
Well, it was a big deal when they expanded to the 46.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was a huge deal.
They're not in the most producers are in the market of like putting out special single barrels or doing single barrel pick. Maker's Mark has never really done that until now, and this isn't even technically a single barrel.
Nope,
it's not. So.
Are they
just not into that kind of thing?
Are they like their own thing? Or are they owned by?
They're somebody? Owned by Beam Suntory. Now.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah. They're so they're in the Jim Beam family, actually, too.
Hmm.
So, but anyway, so their Private Select is a very interesting experience. I did not go on this pick. This is.
But I've done one.
We called this one 48 Hours. This is Kansas City Whiskey Society. It's called 48 Hours. The reason being is they were literally there for 48 hours to get this done and get out.
There you go.
Get
in, get out.
But, Ryan, you did go on a Maker's Mark pick.
Yes.
I was doing some research on it, but I basically was just like, you know what? I think you can describe it better.
So, they take you into this really, really cool room. I mean, really cool. On the left is a bunch of shelves with all of the picks they've ever done of these. Every group, they save a bottle. And they're just lined up from floor to ceiling. It's really cool. On the right wall is this really amazing art piece, this blown glass of, like, the drip. Because Maker's Mark is known for their
wax drip. Yeah, they drip
so
the
it's like that, and it's just, it's so cool. And then on the other side, as you walk in, you can look. They have huge windows that are into the area where they actually age these picks.
Wow.
And they have tours coming through as you... So you're in this private group, like, all swanky and special, and they have these tours that are, like, looking at you, like you're, like, in
the like, zoo. Coming by the window?
Like, in a zoo. Oh, yeah. Wow. It's so funny.
And, like, Ryan's like...
Get away from my whiskey!
Every time they tap on the glass, they're like, hey, what you drinking there?
Yeah, pretty much. So they have... And then it's so cool because they have two tables set up. And the first table... Go ahead.
I was going to say, and then Bert is throwing feces.
Oh, Bert, yeah, that's Bert Deuce. Bert Deuce.
Oh, come on, guys. That's cheap.
So you have, the first table you sit at has, like, the regular maker's cast strength, what you start off with. And then they have the different samples that have been, what they do is they take staves, different woods.
Staves barrels, are the like pieces
of barrels.
That form the barrel, yeah.
And they take different kinds of wood, and depending on how long and at what temperatures they expose them to, they basically get different conditionings and different flavors out of them.
Right.
So they go through the, I'm going to look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 different ones. And they have samples of them. They have 10 different staves you can pick. So they have one that's aged in 10 baked American and 10 baked seared French and blah, 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 blah. So it's like that complete flavor. And you taste it and you say, I wonder what I like or what I don't like or what might go together well. And then you transition into another table right next door where you get to pick different combinations of these 5 different finishing staves and put together the combinations. And then you go over into this other table where you can mix them all together, bring them back to the group, and you try them and you start saying, ooh, I like this or I don't like this. And you can go – we went through like 7 or 8 different combinations. At like 11 in the morning. So we were pretty
plastered. We were
drunk.
Noon.
Yeah, we were drunk. But then they gave us free food. And you basically pick what you like, and then they take those staves. Well, it's cool. Then you had food. Then we went back. We put the staves on like a ring. We put them in a barrel. We got to fill the barrel and tap the bung in, and then they're going to age it in a cold room because they put it in a cold room, not a warm room, because they're basically trying to just get the stave flavors out and not like more of the background wood.
Right.
For like a few months and then that's it.
That, quite honestly, to me, that's one of the most interesting barrel selection experience.
It's honestly, different from any other.
Yeah.
I will be honest with you, and I'll say this right off the bat, I don't hate Makers, but I'm not really a huge Makers fan.
So
but,
I don't mind 46.
Like, no, I think 46 is really good. But the experience there was amazing. Other than Buffalo Trace, that's the best experience I've ever had.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really good.
That's great.
It was really fun.
I mean, as far as like, shape of the bottle is the Makers 46 bottle.
Yep, Makers 46.
It's Makers 46 bottle. It's the longer bottle. It's not the squat bottle. With a dip bread. I mean, I think it's fantastic. I mean, it's got great weight. The label's very simple and put together. I mean, it's presentation-wise, it's got its little wax seal of S4, which is, S4 stands for Samuel.
Yeah, it's like the fourth generation.
Yeah, fourth generation.
And what's kind of cool is, I mean, if you look at like this other bottle we're going to see later on, it's not everything. Nothing is uniform or perfect, which is kind of nice.
Which I don't mind either. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Different. I mean, it's very good. I mean, Maker's Mark has always been a staple of whiskey, but I'm like you, Ryan. It's never been like I don't like if I'm at a like man for years. I used to travel pretty much once a month for trade shows and stuff like that, and like I'd be sitting there at the hotel bar after a show and I wanted a drink and I would never go, oh, pour me a Maker's Mark. You know, it's like.
But every place has Maker's Mark.
They do.
They very much do. But when the 46 came out, which we do need to review, I will say this. Their 46 stepped up their game. It was like, I was not a big fan of the whole, hey, consistency, consistency, consistency. I understand that idea. I understand that idea from a business perspective, totally, so that your consumers are tasting the same thing every time. Mm-hmm. They know what they're going to get. But that's not what I enjoy about whiskey. What I enjoy about whiskey is each bottle could mm-hmm. be different yeah, and exactly. something surprising. But this is a completely interesting experience.
So this particular combination was...
Yeah, read the...
Two baked American... And I will tell you what I think these flavors... Like the individual flavors are basically.
Okay,
so the baked American Pure 2, Pure Squared. This to me is just like... It's like... like if you have 10 of these, it's like bourbon on steroids. It's just very sweet like you imagine bourbon to be.
Right.
It's pretty much just bourbon to me. Seared French Cuvée. So this is a different sort of wood. It's a little... Maybe earthier, a little stronger in your face.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Maker's 46, which is one of their staples, which they do the Maker's 46 yep. in. Yep. So it's a little, I think it's cognac or sherry barrel. So it's a little sweeter.
Yeah, which whiny. I liked about yeah. that. Yeah.
And then they have the roasted French mocha, my personal favorite. If you have all French mocha, which, oh, by the way, we will have, tastes like dark chocolate and coffee. Like, I love it. And then toasted French spice is spicy. Like, it's... in your face if you have 10 of those. So this one in particular is two baked American, four seared French cuvée, one Maker's 46, two roasted French mochas, and one toasted French spice.
I like it.
All in the background of...
I'm getting a lot of chocolate.
Yeah.
I get a lot of chocolate.
Here's the deal. I smell some chocolate and earthiness on it, but whenever I taste it, I don't get it. But
really? You get no chocolate?
Well, wait for the second.
Well, I'm not worried about the second one. No, we're looking at this one.
It starts earthy, but it finishes chocolatey.
Yes, mocha. Exactly. Yeah, I get like a floral, a very earthy flavor to it, like the oak and whatnot. But I mean, I get a lot of chocolate on the back end, which I like. Trust me, I like this. I like this a lot. There's a bit of a burn to it, but it is a high
proof. I get a little dark chocolate as it sits, but yeah. I think I get the initial burn, which I'm not.
It's 110.5, so it's kind of a little bit more like, true. Okay, is it young or is it just high
I
think proof? It's
young because, I mean, Elijah Craig Barrel Proof 140, I know we don't want to compare it, but that thing is smooth as silk. Doesn't taste like
there's tons of W.L. Wellers I've had where they're smooth as silk, yeah. But
Maker's is usually like 4 to 8 years.
Right. These are not super pretty old. Yeah, they're not super
old. How much are these? These are $70.
$70.
Ooh. Yeah, these private selects are about $70.
Yeah, they're about $70. The 48 is ultra rare. Basically, you would need to contact somebody in the Kansas City Whiskey Society that has a few extra bottles and be like, hey, can I get a 48 hours? And
they have to like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which we don't like many people. No, we like everybody. We like everybody. But it's good. This is a really...
Well, if you're out there listening and you have something cool to trade, I'm sure somebody will find a trade for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like...
I'll give you my other 48 hours for a Eagle Rare 101.
Yeah. Maybe an Eagle Rare store pick.
Yeah.
I feel like this tastes a lot like Kansas City... Brussels pick that we tasted last episode.
Oh, which one? The Kansas City one? The Hammer Time?
Yes.
I disagree on that. I don't get the Hammer Time did not have... Yeah.
I'm not even worried about the distillers.
I just think it wasn't... I know they're different distillers. Hammer Time was a lot smoother than this, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Hammer Time...
It might have been smoother, but it's got that... I've noticed, my palate anyway, a lot of the Kansas City Whiskey Society picks are very earthy. I prefer a sweeter bourbon. To me, a lot of their picks, whoever's picking them, obviously prefers like a
oaky, dirt tasting bourbon,
which isn't always, I'm not saying it's bad, but it's very...
My palate tends to your side of things versus theirs. And to be fair, I have not been able to go on many picks at all because of the fact that I've had a lot going on this year, like weddings and stuff like that.
How many have you had this year?
Married, two down, one more to go. Two down, one more to go. I definitely plan to be more in our picking game next year. So,
I'll tell you, I almost led a coup on our pick. Last month, but I couldn't quite get enough people. And here's the thing, they didn't.
I remember this,
and I will bring it up again when we have our next pick. But not gonna lie, guys, if you're Kansas Whiskey Society, you're listening to this, it's all right. I probably told you this, but the combination they chose from the one last month compared to this one is only flipped by like one goes up, one goes down another. That's it.
Oh, really? So it's basically the same thing.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's kind of bothersome.
I didn't even know this until afterward, but sure enough, because it's like the same guys except for like a couple of us different.
Yeah,
and I'm like, how about we do? I'll tell you what we were gonna. What I wanted was five French mochas and five baked Americans. Here's what it tasted like. I kid you not. I will even say this, and I don't swear a lot. I shit you not.
Whoa!
Be sure to whisper it now.
Whoa!
It was dark chocolate covered pears. Ooh. It was freaking delicious. And I even had Jimmy Constantino on board. I had him. But we couldn't get enough people.
Damn it, Bert.
It was so good. So good. But the trouble is, half the people don't really drink coffee. And I think if you don't drink coffee, you're not going to appreciate it.
That's true. I can definitely say that's probably why it's like when I pick up on the mocha and stuff like that. It's why. It's because like I drink coffee every day. It's like I drink it like twice a day.
I also wondered, and I noticed this at our last meeting, a lot of those guys smoke cigars.
I wonder
if they're getting that flavor profile that they prefer from cigars.
It's like I like the smell of the cigar, but I don't like that earthiness in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's all subjective, so.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into this.
Well, we gotta rate this. We need above average, easy.
I think the Kansas City Whiskey Society Maker's Mark Private Select 48 Hours pick is easy a 6 for me.
I'm gonna say 5. I think it's okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 5. I think it's. I'm not upset. I got it. I just don't.
Are you upset because of the other
day? Just not. I don't.
Come on, Ryan.
No,
we know your feelings carry over.
You know, I have the same opinion on bourbons as we kind of all have. To me, I want a bourbon, and I don't care if it's a private select or something different. What I want, I still want something sweet. That's what I expect out of a bourbon, is to have some sort of fruity sweetness to it.
See, I expect the caramel oak. That's what I want out of a bourbon.
And I don't get that out of this, and I get maybe that's why the other guys picked it this way, but...
Yeah.
It's not my thing. Just not my thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not bad.
No, it's not horrible. I'm not upset I got it, but I'm not going to go and be like, I need four more bottles.
Hey, man, you talk to Chaz for this?
Oh, frickin' Chaz. Why is Chad chuckling? He's touching me.
Come on, buddy.
He's stroking me.
Come on, buddy. We can talk about it. It's all good.
Just let it happen, Ryan.
Just close your eyes and think of the Care Bears.
I love the Care Bears.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
I did too.
Really? They were awesome.
Yeah, my nickname at this is public.
I gotta know now.
Oh, my parents and so these are like, oh, you're Tenderheart Bear.
Aww.
Yeah, I was like, screw you! I stabbed a child.
I'm Thunder. I don't remember the Care Bear's name. So. Wasn't there an angry one?
Yeah, Stormy Cloud Bear. I don't know.
I think it was a storm.
Cumulus Nimbus.
All right. My story is called It Was an Accident.
Nice. Are we getting into true crime?
Not really.
So this is about people sneezing?
Well, you're going to find out.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Stop trying to jump ahead.
I'm sorry.
All right. So we all have parts of our bodies that we don't like.
I love my entire body. Really? I am a god.
I never hear you complaining.
I am.
You're so a chiseled. God. It's like I can't even look at you.
I mean, if somebody asks if you're a god.
I like how you ripple in the wind. Do.
It's so for protection.
Some people choose to get
from what? Moths?
Bears.
Bears.
Which nope, bear? Not going. Nope, not touching that one. That's nope. True. I'm out.
Ryan and his bears. Or he is a bear. Anyway,
Bernstein or Bernstein?
He's a bear. That's. He's a bear. What? How do you mean that terminology wise?
So some people choose to get surgery to fix.
I'm heterosexual.
Can she finish a sentence?
Sorry.
So some people choose to get surgery to fix whatever, you know, tummy tuck.
Labias.
These days.
Penises.
What does that mean? Sexual reassignment?
Penises. No, they're like
butt cheeks.
Get a bigger penis.
I don't think you can just get a bigger penis.
Actually, I think there is a surgery.
Austin
you
Powers.
Can. Yeah.
That's a penis pump.
That's true.
Yeah, it's a pump. But I do think you can, like, I think there is, like, a penile surgery.
I mean, I've looked into it.
Penile. I like how
don't you... Don't admit that on air. It's like, hey, I want to go from a 2 to a 4.
No, I'm not.
If you could just straighten it, that'd be great.
Yeah. Oh!
It kind of goes like this.
No! You threw a curveball in so many ways, it's and like my that. Mind is hurting right now. Nope.
Joe, could you also do a drawing of that?
No!
It's to the left, but only the tip.
Ryan, it's not a C. Jeez.
Oh my god, stop it! It's like he's the Riddler of penises. Hey, Batman, figure this one out.
All the women in my life call me a Joker.
No.
Okay.
Sorry. We didn't do a weird thing this week either, but.
No, we didn't do it. We had. We're like 25 minutes in.
All right. Well,
Ryan's first, but he lost his virginity. He's just like, riddle me this.
How is this going to fit inside?
He has the JFK. He has to go from the left.
He can dive right in from the left.
And then the classic, is it in yet?
Okay.
You guys, moving on. Sometimes you wonder if these changes are morally or ethically right, like, should you increase the size of your penis or just live with what God gave you? But other times we see that they help people, right? Like, my nose was broken and it's severely crooked and I have this self-esteem complex.
Or like your ears.
Or you have a cleft palate.
Cleft palate. Exactly. Yeah, that's a good one too. Right. Or you lose, like another big one too is like you lose weight super fast.
That's true,
You have the extra skin and it's like, yeah.
All right, but what if what you didn't like about your body was a limb? Not your chubby belly.
I hate extra limbs.
No.
Not your tiny boobs.
I only need one.
But you don't like your leg.
Did you just say you only need one tiny boob?
No, I need one.
She just said tiny boob, and you said, I only need one.
I only need one.
You're a psychopathist?
I will say that this whiskey, as it sits, is a little bit better. Moving on.
Okay, might have
to get back to the story.
I'm not gonna change
already. I know, that's fine.
Wait, pour me just a little bit more. Just a little bit.
Alright, so I know where you're going with this. Like the limbs people who are just like no, I live my life without my left arm. It's like I want my left arm gone.
Exactly. I never use it. It just sits there.
That is so weird.
Yeah, what do you do about
you cut
that?
It off, obviously.
Mm. Well, which they do have people cut it off, but the thing is like where does it mentally come from?
Right.
Like, where does it mentally, like, come from where you wake up one day and you're like, I don't want my left leg. Like, where does that stem from?
So this is called body integrity identity disorder.
Mm.
And I struggled with this one for a while.
Body integrity identity disorder.
Yeah.
What do you mean you struggled,
I might call it BID. Because I didn't know if we should make fun of people with this disorder. Yes.
No, I don't think we should, but I'm just wondering. I thought you were saying, like, it was like, maybe I have this disorder.
No,
and you're like, so
no.
Which limb do you want to get rid of, Celeste? It's like, my head.
No.
I've always wanted to not have a head.
I'm making fun of everybody.
I just want to make it clear. We're not,
amen to that one.
We're not making fun of people with mental disorders.
No, I am.
But this is so weird.
You all
that
mental.
I had to talk about it.
So my father's mental, and I make fun of him.
It's a rare condition in which there is a mismatch between the mental body image and the physical body. People suffering from BID have intense desire to amputate a major limb or sever the spinal cord in order to become paralyzed.
Okay, you crazy. You crazy.
No, no, it's called cray-cray.
Cray-cray.
No, you cray-cray. You're cray-cray.
These people believe that these changes are essential for a healthy, happy life. The only known cure seems to be the actual amputation. Only a few doctors are willing to do it.
Like, are they in the state, though?
No.
Oh.
They got money. They'll give you money? I'll do it. Or whatever.
One study found that men seem to desire unilateral amputation, while women seem to desire paralysis or bilateral amputation.
Okay, unilateral means... I mean, I know what it means, but I think we need to explain.
Unilateral, like, just one...
Limb. Yeah.
Women, apparently, like, they took a survey, most...
Both
women,
arms?
Yeah, women want to be symmetrical, apparently.
Holy crap. So men want to be pirates, you know, yeah, one peg exactly. leg, and then women want to be, like...
They just want to be symmetrical. Or paralyzed.
Damn.
Or whatever.
Yeah,
I did not know that.
You know what I
disease.
Think of
wow.
how I want my life to be? I don't think paralysis.
No, well, you're a man.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
Okay. So, a little background here. 1977, Dr. John Money...
Oh my god, if my last name was Money, I could not be a doctor.
Dr. Cash? No, Dr.
Seriously?
Money.
Unless he pronounces it Mooney, but it's spelled
seriously,
Money.
I'd be a plastic surgeon too.
Definitely.
He'd be like, I'm Dr. Money.
Well, he's an expert on sexuality.
Oh
close enough.
At John Hopkins.
Well, Money and sex.
Oh, at John Hopkins?
Yeah.
Damn, he's not just money,
no,
he's
baller.
He's gold dollar bills, yo.
So he gave this disorder the name of apotemiophilia.
True.
Well, I don't
know. Okay, I lost all respect for him.
The love,
he just like threw
the
some letters
to
you.
The love of amputation is basically
love,
what
love. Is that Latin?
Who doesn't
yeah,
love
well,
amputation?
All, yeah. There's a lot of philias, you know.
What do you want to do?
A lot of philias. hey, did you go see Dr. John Money? Yeah, he got a lot of philias. Tickle.
Also, the love of amputation. What do you want to do on a Friday? I don't know. Cut off my leg.
Okay.
Oh, who did you go see?
Money.
Oh, you went and saw Money?
Yeah.
I saw Money too.
Yeah.
That's why I'm missing half my thigh.
Yeah, he's
I just felt like from the beginning, it's like I was a half thigh person.
He was not doing the surgeries.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
At that time, he considered it a form of.
I was going to go get some, like, all these John Money t-shirts made.
At that time, he considered it a form of paraphilia. Which is just a group of, like, sexual interests that are atypical. So included in this is a love for people with amputations, which is called acrotomophilia.
Yeah.
She's gonna say arachnophobia. That's spiders.
Love of spiders.
No, I'm into the amputees.
So I went onto this page full of philias, and I just thought some of...
I love that. I went onto a page full of philias.
Some of them were ones you've heard of, right? Like, some people like to be choked and strangled during sex.
True.
Some people like to be shit on, for whatever reason.
Cleveland steamer.
Here we go. And peed.
Peed. Vomit?
That, no, I mean...
You're just naming what all the German people like.
Can we
do.
Just say this?
There's a lot of philias.
We need to
out
discuss
there.
This. Maybe this will get us listeners.
Oh, no.
If I had, like, if this is a, would
oh,
you
no.
rather?
No,
situation.
Don't do
would
this.
Would you rather?
Poop or vomit? I'd probably take poop, not gonna lie.
Oh my god, nobody asked you that, but you willingly gave
where
up that information.
Where is it going?
Why did you willingly give up that kind
no,
of information?
I need to know where the poop is going, or
I don't,
the vomit.
I don't know, I don't want to know.
Why is this on the table?
Joe, it's a serious question.
I don't want either of them.
Okay, stomach.
No, but you brought it up.
No.
Would you rather somebody shit on your stomach or puke on your stomach?
Neither.
Really?
Yeah. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Hey, baby, I want to try something a little different. Okay, what's that? I'm going to do column A or column B. What's that? Here's column A. Here's column B. I'm out of the bed and I'm walking out of the room. That's why this whole, like, you had to. You're in a prisoner situation. If I'm in a prisoner situation, I'm like going.
If that makes you feel better, be in a prisoner situation.
No, because it would never happen.
Bubba says, look.
Bubba?
Yeah,
in a prisoner situation, Bubba. I've already picked the lock and I'm already stabbed in the throat. No,
that's not
gonna happen.
Okay, you can't admit it, but we all
know. Okay.
You would choose feces.
Do we not realize the main problem here is Ryan, out of nowhere, not even posed a question, out of nowhere, he's like, shit on me.
No.
That's just what he said.
He changed it to vomit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did.
Throw up on me. I mean, out of nowhere, you willingly just give up information.
No, if I had to choose between those two.
Why is somebody asking you that? Why are you in this situation?
Lucky for Ryan, I have a great gag reflex.
Oh my God.
Meanwhile, it's really hard for me to shit in public places.
Let me tell you.
You guys, there's more, okay?
Oh, there is.
I need to get... I am too sober for this to be happening.
Drink more, then. There's so much alcohol on this table right now. The love of armpits.
Ooh. Yeah, I've heard that one, actually.
Really?
Yeah, they fall in the same people as feet people. Oh. You know, people who, like... Feet, like
how does that
like,
work
It's sexually? One thing to find feet sexy. It's another thing to be like, I know, I mean...
That guy who's stealing toes.
Like that guy who... Well, that was from the last episode. But, yeah. Like... I've known people who are just like, I had a buddy of mine one time. He was just like, he's like, oh yeah, I'll just suck on those two. I'm like, stop.
No, thank you.
I don't understand
that. I don't get that one either. No,
I know Joe thinks feet are disgusting. I don't think feet are disgusting, but I don't get it.
I don't think all feet are disgusting. It's very few feet.
But I don't know why you would think that they're so sexy that
you need to suck on them like a feet. Yeah.
How does armpits work? I'm trying to physically like think of. I mean, I can see if you're
okay.
If you're
such
a male,
a thing that
you could stick it in the armpit.
It's probably
but if you're
more
a female,
male.
It's like rub it against my vagina. Like, how does that work?
We can try later.
Well, no, I think it's a smelling thing. I think it's a...
Oh, it turns them on.
I think it's a smelling thing.
Well, that's
thing.
The thing. It's, okay, so
yeah,
these are,
yeah, yeah. I think it's a smelling
these thing. These are philia, yeah. So it's the love of, right?
Yeah, and I don't... I think when they say the love of armpits, I mean, like, I think they want to smell it.
It doesn't necessarily mean...
That lady in Target the other day was smelling my armpit.
What?
Oh, my God. He wants to get thrown up on, and now people are smelling his armpits.
Okay, there's more, though.
Dude.
What about the love... Of drinking or looking at blood.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
You've heard of everything.
The reason I've heard of a lot of stuff is because, like, if you call, if you're like, hey, dude, you know what a dirty Sanchez is? It's like, even though I don't want to know what it is.
You gotta Google it.
I gotta Google it. I gotta know what it is. It's like, I don't really, like, willingly in my head, it's like, I'm like, I don't want to know. I really don't want to know because it's going to be disgusting. It's going to be gross. It's going to make me go, what the hell is wrong with people? But I still have to know. It's like, and I hate it.
All right. What about trees?
Huh?
A good wood.
But were you talking about, like, those people who love, like, inanimate objects and get married? Like, the woman who wanted to marry the Golden Gate Bridge?
Maybe. Maybe she was lumped into the group of people who love stuffed toys.
Wait.
What?
Stuffed toys or people who are like the fluffy thing? Or what is it called?
Furries.
Furries, yeah.
No, that's a thing, but no.
No, we know it's a thing.
Stuffed toys. Urinating on oneself is a thing.
On your own self.
On your own self.
I hate it when that happens.
It's all about angles. It's all about angles.
Breast milk might turn you on.
Yep. I get that's a thing. I've heard that's a thing.
Don't even really.
And my personal favorite, archery.
Oh,
what?
Archery.
Archery?
Hit that bullseye.
No. It's like, hey, who's your, you know, like everybody talks about, it's like, hey, if you ever met that, like,
perfect person.
Celebrity, your one cheat. It's like, who's your one cheat? Robin Hood. Sure. That's fine.
Yeah.
Go for it. Fictional characters, I'm okay with.
But not while he's robbing the rich. It's when he's in the archery tournament.
Yes.
It's all fictional. I'm good with it. Whatever scenario you need to play out in your head.
You are one sexy archer.
I like this quote. It was, like allergies, sexual arousal may occur from anything under the sun, including the sun.
Ha ha! It's burning my loins.
So, you know. If you think you're weird, you're not alone. There's a philia for you. Just look. Wikipedia.
There's a philia for everything.
Wikipedia it. All right, so in 1997, we jump ahead here.
Are we back to amputees?
We're getting back there.
Okay. Good.
Dr. Richard Bruno of Inglewood Hospital.
I need to lose something.
Proposed that we actually call it fetitious.
Fetit.
Fetitious disability disorder. Jeez. And he had three subgroups. Devotees, people who were sexually aroused by amputees. Pretenders, those who use wheelchairs or crutches to make it seem like they're amputees.
So the people in the plaza faking it to the panhandlers.
Yeah, and then if you watch alone, they're like, oh, that's so hot. Look at that. Oh.
Yeah, it's like, I just like coming down the plaza and watching the guys in the wheelchairs and the crutches.
And the wannabes, who are people who want to get amputations themselves. In 2000, Dr. Greg Firth, a New York psychologist co-authored Dr. Money's paper from 1977, published a book renaming the disorder again, calling it Amputee Identity Disorder.
I feel like these doctors are just, let's rename it so we can have a new publication.
Well, you know, it's kind of like...
Wow, it's funny you should mention that because they do that. And that's coming from a doctor.
In addition to his professional interests, Dr. Firth has a personal one. He has always wanted to have his right leg amputated.
I knew that name.
Is he related to Stubbins?
Maybe.
No, we are not going back to Stubbins.
Get it?
Stubbins. Yeah. In 2004, Dr. Firth of Columbia called it... what it goes by today, the body integrity identity disorder. He chose the name to distinguish the disorder from paraphilia, psychosis, or body dysmorphic disorder, which is the false belief that a part of your body is ugly or abnormal. So he says,
is that what they believe? Like, what I've read is like, it's more like it's like they feel like it's like, I shouldn't have this arm.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have this leg. It's not like they're disgusted by it.
He's saying it's not sexual. It's not a psychosis. It's not that they think that there's something wrong with it. It's just that they just think it's not.
It shouldn't be there.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a skin tag.
Right.
Yeah.
Why don't they just call it you freaking crazy disorder?
Well, because Ryan. People are crazy and need medication.
Why don't you go get another PhD?
I could.
So.
I won't.
I'm just going to call it BID. Just
BID.
So you know. BID often or seems to begin early in life. No one really knows what causes it. A high number of patients say it began after seeing someone who had an actual amputation or a physical disability.
They look cool. So they just saw somebody with like an amputated leg or an arm and they were just
as
like,
a child,
oh my God, that's me.
Fixated on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's
amazing.
One doctor hypothesized that it was probably both sexual and emotional in nature. The condition is at its heart.
I don't understand why sexual. I don't get that.
Because there's a lot of people with fantasies about amputation, apparently. I don't know.
Okay.
So the condition at its heart is an erotic fantasy in two components. Undergoing amputation of a limb, which apparently is sexy to some people.
Gets you off.
Okay. And overachieving despite the handicap. So they get rid of this limb, and then people look at them like, oh, look at this person who's still...
They're disabled.
Yeah. Look, oh, they've achieved so much even though they're disabled. So that's the emotional part. Like, you're propping up yourself despite...
Who freaking needs other people's approval? Good lord.
I don't know.
Have you ever had a GHJ?
A what?
A ghost hand job?
Where did that
what
come
does
from?
That have to do?
What?
I don't know.
He's just asking out of curiosity.
I mean, you said a lot of weird shit, and then, like, I'm just like, I'm just seeing how you react at this point.
That's too weird.
A ghost hand job when you're just sitting there and you're just like, it feels like there's a 10,000 fingers on me.
I feel like that's a different thing.
It's like Ghostbusters.
People with this disorder.
It's nothing to do with Ghostbusters.
But there's ghosts having sex on Ghostbusters.
The scene in, no. Remember Dan Aykroyd's character?
Oh, that's right. He gets raped by a ghost. Yeah. That's right. But he does get raped. So
I mean, I don't think it was.
And then nearly starts a fire because that cigarette just like falls out of his mouth. And you're just like.
That's a
different scene.
Yeah. Any hoot.
People with this disorder are very specific about what they want done. Many have an exact line of where they want the limb to be removed.
This is so messed up.
Like, a lot of people are like, oh, yes, I need it 2 centimeters above my kneecap or whatever.
You are...
It's weird. One man wanted his legs amputated and ended up losing an arm in a shotgun incident.
Oh, jeez. Wait, he
wanted his leg amputated, but he lost an arm.
So you think, oh, well, you lost a limb, you should be happy. But no,
we call him Bad Luck Jim.
On the legs.
It wasn't the legs, so he was still fixated on losing his legs.
So he wanted to lose more body parts.
Yeah, he didn't care. He wanted them
all. What the hell?
The only cure, like I said earlier, the only cure seems to be amputation of the limb, but of course convincing a doctor to remove a healthy arm or leg is near
impossible.
They're not
going to do it. Yeah, they're not going to do it. You got to go to Sweden or Mexico.
Hey, there had been a doctor doing the surgery in Scotland.
Ah, start with an S.
They're drunk.
But it was banned.
Well, no, they need whiskey money. That's what they
need. It was banned from, they were banned from doing it in 2000. So not that long ago, really.
People want to do it. Why not? Let them do it.
So what do you do?
They're freaks.
What do you do if you don't get a doctor to help you?
You do it yourself.
Oh, you get a table saw.
DIY. Mm.
Or a sawzall. Or a sawzall.
We'll find out after the break.
DIY.
And continue.
Whiskey number 2.
What are we drinking here? Pepe Van Winkle 23-year?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, it's a 29,000-year-old.
It's a 29,000 job. What?
Year-old.
Oh.
So this is another private select for Maker's Mark.
Okay.
This was given to me by Scott. Thank you, Scott. We've had him on before, the Vegas episode.
Yeah.
Because he knew that I loved the French mocha.
This, oh, that was nice of him. Did he bring it to the meetup? Just for you?
Yep.
Oh, that so was nice of him.
Just 10.
Wait, can we just do a collective? Aww.
This is 10 roasted French mocha staves. So this
Mocha. Yes, you can smell the chocolate.
Yeah, and then I also get I get coffee off of it, too.
Wow, yes, I do, too. And not Starbucks coffee. I'm talking like good coffee, like Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, gosh.
Ooh, I like that. Wow. That is smooth with, it's like chocolate. Pure chocolate. It is pure, what the hell?
It's like dark chocolate and coffee.
That's I get the coffee hint. Like, that's the secondary hint. Mm-hmm. The secondary hint for this is me is the coffee, I mean.
It's like, now, here is the issue, I will say. It doesn't bother me, but I think it was Todd or somebody else. Like, somebody said, and I totally agree with them, the reason why we think other people weren't so much on board with even the 5 mocha, 5 puree, or pure whatever, the baked, was, if you notice, this is pretty dry.
Yeah, but it's not, honestly, like, I got more of the Merlot effect.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people don't actually want a dry whiskey in the group that was picking, and I think we were wondering if maybe that's why they didn't like it either.
I get what you're saying. I know what you're saying, but I don't know if dry is the right word.
Yeah. It does. It is a little dry, but
wow, this
but
is
chocolate,
good.
You guys. Chocolate.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say this is way above average for me.
So if you would have been there, you would have been on my side.
I would have been. No.
Because imagine. No. Imagine you take.
I would never fuel that ego.
Principle alone. No.
Yeah, principle alone. I would be like, no, I will take his piss over this.
You take half of this, take 5 of this, and add 5 of, like, really sweet bourbon, and
you're pitching right now.
I swear to you, it tastes like chocolate covered pear. That's what it tastes like. It was so good.
I bet it was amazing. I probably would have just mocked you because, like, I need to keep your ego in check. Mm. I feel that's my responsibility. And but this is This is good. Fantastic. I got to give this an easy 7.5 for me. I mean, oh. I would drink this all the time. I love the chocolate coffee flavor. I love this.
My initial number was a 7, so I'm not too far off.
Yeah.
I would go 7.
If this was, I'm telling you, if this was 5 mochas, 5 baked Americans, it would probably be an 8 or 9 for me. Because that one was, that combination was just.
Right.
Chocolate covered fruit.
God, so Kansas good. City Whiskey Society, good morning to you.
So next time you do it, hey, 5 and 5. Tony, you don't guys. You just don't need to have at least one of every single frickin' stave, you know? Just telling you, 5 baked American, 5 mochas.
Mm. Hey, you guys got that yet? 5 and 5.
Yeah.
5 and 5. Sorry.
Is it
rest? A little street there.
I feel like as it rests longer, you get more of that like
almost. Yeah, I like the way it's sitting on almost, my tongue. Yeah. It's like it feels like, honestly, it's better than when I drink coffee. Because when you drink coffee, you get that like tacky, stale taste. With this, I don't. I get like that more of a that mocha chocolate and coffee flavor on my tongue. And it's like, I love it.
A couple of capfuls of water.
This is mine now.
No.
It is not.
I'm going to tell Scott on you that you
I'll just drink the rest of it.
Well, you can have more.
Scott, I got to give it to you, brother. That was super nice of you to give this to me.
Thank you, sir.
I added a couple of capfuls of water, and I think that helps a little bit, actually.
Well, that's fine.
What do you, yeah. you get more?
Yeah, it's a little less of the dryness, a little less of the...
I don't mind experimenting with water or ice in a whiskey. Like, I've had one of the Willett... To me, what was a Willett? Bellini? No, it's a Willett.
Bellini? You made a Bellini with a Willett?
No. No. There's a Willett that came out many years ago. They're super expensive now. Start with
B. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. And like, I tasted it straight and I tasted it.
Vanilla, I think.
Vanilla, yeah. Willett Vanilla. Willett Vanilla. Yeah.
Like, Willett Vanilla? Vanilla?
Okay, this is the only time I'm going to be talking about Willett on this podcast.
And yeah, so and this might be the first time you've ever
mentioned
name.
Willett. Yes, I have my issues with Willett. I mean,
we'll discuss them someday. We'll unpack them.
Yeah, we'll unpack that. But the Willett Vanilla, like I had it straight up, it was delicious. And then somebody dropped an ice cube in it, and I would just went, and they're like, "No, just drink it. Don't choke on your own air. Stop it. Just drink it." And I was like, "Okay, all right, I'll drink it." And I drank. It was. It was even better.
Wow.
It was even better.
Some do that, yeah.
Yeah, some do. Like, I've told people, too, it's like, yeah, I drink stuff neat, but it's not like I always have to drink it neat. Speaking of, can I tell a small side story here?
Yes.
Before we jump back in?
Of course.
Go for it.
In Disney World, where my sister had her wedding. Do you know
you Disney? Said this already on the last part.
Did I do it on the last episode? Never mind. All right.
You only serve whiskey with ice.
Yes, I did do that.
So how many ice cubes did he put in your drink, though, or she?
He put, like, 3, and then he goes, grab 2 out. And I took 2 out.
Yeah, like, you couldn't just walk away and throw the ice.
Okay, these were not giant ice cubes. These were those thin, square ones.
Why?
That's the Disney rule.
Disney, you suck.
Screw you, Disney, ABC, ESPN, Anaheim Angels of... Los Angeles.
What are you talking about?
Disney can
don't go that far. They do some good stuff.
But Disney also they
suck it.
Hey, the Marvel movies
Wasn't
are
Disney
amazing.
Like an anti-Semite.
Disney.
Who cares about Walt Disney? He's dead.
Suck well, I'm just saying.
He's dead. And yeah, whatever he is, okay, he's a horrible person. That's fine. I can deal with that.
Suck it, Disney.
All right, you guys. Here's the best part.
Oh no, that means we're gonna be done in like 2 minutes.
Well. It'll be a little bit longer than 2 minutes.
Okay.
So like I said, what do you do when a doctor won't help you? Philip Bondi, a 79-year-old man.
Well, I mean, at that point, I'm not...
Is his name Philip Bondi? What is up with these people's names? You have Bondi, money, and...
Here's the thing.
He has nothing to lose.
There's all kinds of people in the world. They all have different names.
He's almost 80. He's going to die anyway.
It's just happened.
Why do you assume Bondi's 80?
79.
But he's not 80. Sorry. Technicality, teach a man.
Well, he's 79 3/4. You know?
He wanted to have part of a leg cut off.
Who doesn't?
Me.
Me, too.
Me as well.
All right, Pirate okay. Pete.
He just wants
this chair be too high.
He just wants his leg cut off so he can attach it to his penis.
What?
What?
Better about it.
Does he really?
I meant you, Ryan. Oh. I meant you. Oh. I made a joke about you.
That's weird. Like, I've never want to lose a leg and I want to be, you know,
pirate-y.
Expressive and piratey.
You guys, that just went over your head, obviously.
Hobbs.
Okay. He heard about a doctor in... Where do you go for all of your illegal surgeries?
Mexico!
Tijuana! Exactly!
Tequila!
Arriba, arriba!
And he went.
Oh, no.
Mind you, the amputation of healthy limbs...
Are you a doctor? Sure.
How much is it?
Good enough for me. The amputation of healthy limbs is also illegal in Mexico, as it is in the United States. He paid doctor...
Wait, you said it's illegal in Mexico?
It's illegal here as well.
Well, no, I get that in the United States, but it is illegal in Mexico?
It is illegal.
Who freaking cares?
Oh, yeah, so are drugs.
I think this was late... I didn't write a date, but I think it's late 90s. He paid Dr. John Brown $10,000 to amputate his leg. Dr. John Brown had lost his medical license in the States... After a bunch of botched sexual reassignment surgeries.
He's not a
good
surgery.
Wait.
So how many botched surgeries?
I don't know how many.
We've had botched surgeries before on this show.
Yeah, we have. But I mean, like, I wouldn't know how many. It's like, was he like a woman,
a man,
and then a woman, and a woman again? Like, he had two vaginas, and then like all of a sudden he had one penis.
Like, there's so much on this doctor. I might do his own show. Like... The article I read was just amazing, but we're just going to continue on here. After the surgery, Phil, who had the surgery done, was sent to a hotel to recover. Dr. Brown, meanwhile...
Welcome to Holiday Inn Express, sir. How can we help you? I need to rest my two vaginas.
No, just the leg amputation.
Oh, the leg amputation. I'm sorry. That have a vagina.
I need to rest my leg.
Had he bought two amputations, he would have got the vagina thrown in for free, but he just wanted the leg.
He just wanted the leg. Got it.
Do you want to know where the second one is? It's in my leg.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of which, I was on a...
Oh no.
I was on a true crime discussion group today, and like somebody who is a mortician posted that... So there was a fake news story that a woman got pregnant from a dead body. She was a mortician, apparently. And she...
What? She just saw the erection and was like, right. I can't help
exactly.
myself.
Yeah. So she jumped on it. But it's fake news. It's fake news.
What odds?
But a mortician posted, oh, often people do come in with... When men die, I guess like an erection is kind of normal.
Yeah.
So morticians have to duct tape their penises to their legs so that, you know, when you... go to see the body, you're not seeing.
The funny thing about a corpse is if you, like, hear the crack, you just don't care.
I mean, at that point, why just cut it off? I mean,
dude!
You're not going to use it anymore.
How about just
Do you own a Sawzall? Because you shouldn't.
We don't.
Oh, thank God.
No, when you're dead, who cares?
What are you going to do with it? Just throw it in there then?
Cremate me, okay? Don't, like, cut my dick off. I mean...
I'll remember that.
How about you just... I think it's easier to just duct tape it.
Oh my god.
Then you gotta rip it off in the
hair. You guys, Dr. Brown then drives the guy's leg out to the desert. For the coyotes to take care of.
But he doesn't take Dr. Brown with him? Just his leg?
Doc Brown.
Doc Brown.
It's your kids, Marty! It's your kids!
They found your leg, Marty!
What?
They want to reattach it!
No, Doc, no!
All right, drives out to the desert.
Should I play more guitar?
Shortly after the surgery, Phil develops gangrene
and
dies in his hotel room.
No. So he leaves him in a Motel 6. He's like, I'll be back, buddy.
He is periodically checking on him. He, like
Via
I said,
what?
Like, he goes and checks on him. Like, he's a doctor. He goes and checks on him. He... talks about in his interviews.
Like through the astral plane?
No, he goes and checks on
him. Oh, physically. Like physically. Okay.
He talks about being frustrated because the old man can't figure out crutches. Like, he falls several times. Doc Brown gets mad because he's like, he couldn't figure out the tripod.
Dude, like, why can't you skip like the rest of
us? Yeah, figure it out.
Even though I ripped out your leg, why could you skip like the rest of us?
You're 80 years old. Figure this out.
He's like, where did you get your degree? Where did you get your degree? Why are you asking me weird questions?
So when Doc Brown is asked if he should have performed the surgery at all...
Doc Brown is asked?
Given his track record, given that Phil was elderly and still recovering from pneumonia at the time...
Given that
the old man had a history of heart disease and had previously had a heart attack, Doc Brown says, I didn't spend much time thinking about it.
Oh my God!
No. He had $10,000, man. I just made that last part up, but
he gave me cash, and I watched him hop around while he went like, "Why am I hopping?" It's like, just walk like you have two legs.
It was Tijuana. What can you say? Doc Brown is charged with practicing without a license.
Yeah, he did.
And murder. And he's found guilty.
Murder. Of the most foul.
Who said anything about murder?
One of Doc Brown's former patients was outraged, saying, the old man was already sick. He just wanted his leg cut off so he can get a heart on. Dr. Brown was just doing his job.
Stop.
What?
Let's, 1 second, rewind that and say that one Erection? More time, please. Nope. All silence.
The old man was already sick. He just wanted to cut off his leg so he could get a heart on. Dr. Brown was just doing his job.
Is that what has been distracting most men from getting a good erection? They don't need Viagra. Leg. They don't need Cialis. It's like the commercial while you're watching football is like, hey, are you trying to get sexual with your lady? Rip off your leg. We have bulldozers that'll pull it right off.
Yeah.
It'll yank it right off. And trust me, you will be harder than a redwood.
I guess for this old man, that's his thing. All right, moving on. In the year 2000, a man that we'll call Carl, because he didn't want his name known.
Carl.
Sat in a parked car with 100 pounds of dry ice. He scooped the ice into waste baskets, put both of his legs in, and filled the buckets to the top.
So they would get numb, right? Yeah.
He basically freezed them
off. He sat in his car for 6 hours.
Carl, you're an idiot.
This is what he wanted.
I love hockey.
But hate my legs.
Yeah.
He drove himself to the hospital using automatic hand controls, which he had installed in his car, thinking ahead. Carl said his obsession with losing a limb did not end with his double amputation. But what? Yeah.
So he's like, I need more gone.
He also wanted to lose his left hand.
No, not his arm, but his just his hand. Left hand. So he wanted to be like legless Hook?
However.
What the hell?
Carl was, and I don't know if this was voluntary or mandatory, but he did enter therapy and got on some antidepressants, and he's better.
Mm.
However, you know, Carl now has regrets, unfortunately. There are places that the wheelchair can't take him, like the beach, and he wishes he could still feel the sand under his feet. He's quoted as saying, what was I thinking?
Yep. There you go.
I don't feel bad for him at all.
I kind of do. I mean, he obviously wasn't in a good mental state.
I get that, but...
He did something crazy. It's almost like committing suicide when you're not in a mental state. But
yeah,
you're still alive, but disfigured. I mean,
yeah, that's a fair point.
All right, then we come to a man named David, considered one of his legs alien and something not part of his body. He would try to avoid using it or putting weight on it. So, you know, when he walked with a limp. If he was standing, he'd kind of stand to one side to avoid using one of his legs. It didn't say which leg, but right or left, whatever. One day he tried to get rid of it. He made a tourniquet out of baling twine and an old sock. Then he propped his leg up against the wall to slow the blood flow even more. Then he waited. 2 hours later, the pain became so great that he cut the binding. Later, he too would try the dry ice method, and again he would fail. Finally, he found a group of doctors who brought him in for a vascular surgery, and then they claimed that during the surgery, the leg became compromised and they would have to amputate. And David...
that's the doctor's version of, it fell off.
Yeah.
It literally fell off. It just like, there's nothing we could do. It just literally flopped to the ground and we just went, shit.
Oh, well. yeah, David kind of went into like this whole, like apparently there's a whole underground of doctors that will do this for you for a cost.
There's a whole underground of doctors that'll do anything. I mean, yeah. Like, I mean, shit, if I ever got shot illegally, I'm going to a veterinarian if TV ever taught me anything, right?
No, you should go to a doctor.
No, I want to go to a vet. No.
You only go to the vet if you're a gangster.
If it's a through and through.
Are you a gangster?
If it's... I might be.
Well, if you are gangster, then go I'm to a like, I'm full gangster. I happen to know somebody. Jewel Shuping.
Is this in Asia or
where is this? No, located? She looked white in her picture.
The singer. Okay, good.
A 30-year-old
the
woman.
The singer. No. Well,
here it says.
No.
A 30-year-old woman from North Carolina wanted to be blind.
Oh, come on. Now they're just getting insulting to people who actually have
these orders. Yeah, that's one of the major
issues. It's just being insulting. It's like, I mean, these people who lose their limbs and, like, they're in an accident, they become paraplegic, quadriplegic, all the above. And, like, these people are like, this is how I self-identify? No. Screw you. Yeah. Sorry. I don't have any patience for that.
Well, Jewel was so desperate, she poured drain cleaner into her
eyes. Oh, my God.
When interviewed about her blinding, she said, I really feel that this is the way I was supposed to be born, that I should have been blind from birth.
I kind of feel like I'm watching Mad Max 2. You don't quite know where the storyline's going, but you know the characters. where are we going with this?
This is it. I'm just trying to gross you out.
Oh, you succeeded. This is horrible. It's like, I don't like that woman. I'm sorry. That's horrible.
She seems like a horrible woman.
Well, no, I don't like most of these people who are chopping off limbs, putting their legs in ice. No, no. How are you going to justify that? Put it in that mentality where people who lose their limbs, like, actually.
No, but I'm saying, like, if you are so desperate, for whatever reason behind it, be it sexual or you just feel like your leg is alien part or not supposed to be there, you sit there in dry ice for 6 damn hours. You're not right in your head.
Okay, so your point being is
these
what?
These people need mental health.
Yes,
I'm saying.
Totally. I totally agree with that. 100%. 100%. Go talk to somebody.
Yes.
Go... talk to a psychiatrist, a whatever you need to do.
Go tuck yourself in.
Not the time. But find help because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That is ridiculous. And people who want to lose limbs, there are so many people who wish they still had those limbs. And for you to be like self-identifying with that, no. There is no way you can get me to think in an aspect
it
where...
It does seem... like attention grabbing, it seems like.
I know, I don't know. I don't want to categorize it like that.
You don't
I mean,
so?
No,
like
I don't.
Like Munchausen's kind
no,
of?
No, I don't want to categorize it
well,
like
what
that.
What are you categorizing?
I want to.
What is their mental disorder then? You saying they need mental help, what is the disorder? What is their.
I'm not
reason?
A doctor in this, but I don't want to categorize it like that because the fact is that, like.
I feel like it's for selfish reasons.
No, and I. That's not going to help. To say that you're doing something for selfish reasons isn't going to make somebody go, let me stop what I'm about to do and change it. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It might fuel them. It might. I just don't know. I mean, like, it's like I want to say, hey, to anybody who feels this way, it's tough. I understand you mentally feel this way. I get that. Like, and I don't know. There's no category for this. I get that you feel that way. But I ask that you stop.
I can't.
No, stop. No, this is not a joke. I ask that you stop.
That's the problem.
No, they can. Just like anybody else. Seek just like a drug help. Addict. Just like somebody help. Who wants to commit suicide. It's all the same. There is something mentally there that just talk to somebody.
But if you're bipolar, you don't necessarily know.
That's true too. So very true. But we're not talking about like limb amputation. Yeah. This is different. We are not making light of this situation though.
Seek help. We really do need help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want you to see you get hurt. We don't want you to be like this guy from Santa Fe who used log splitter.
Oh gosh.
To injure his leg. To which he was quoted saying.
I know I have been the center of control here, which is really weird. But so I think I need to end this. If you need to feel like you gotta cut off your head, do it. Sawzall.
Wow. Just what? Wait, what?
No.
It went from get help to.
We're being all serious here, too. Just cut your head off.
I just like, you guys, like, we're trying to bring it to a joking, but. Let me finish my thought.
I think you finished it like 10 minutes ago.
Public service.
All right. Right here. Okay.
Joe's saying get help if you
need it. Yeah, just get help. Just talk to
somebody. But here's the thing. So they did a survey. This was on like some .gov site where they did a survey with people.
So pure crap. Okay.
And they said that of the people that were put on medication, like they tried antipsychotics, which is for like the schizophrenia people.
Right. Yeah. How did that work?
Didn't work at all.
Yeah. I didn't think it would. Shocking. I wouldn't think it would
either. Antidepressants worked like 30% of the time.
Yeah. Because I bet a lot of them are depressed. Yeah.
So then there's the rest of them.
Just give them Adderall.
Yeah.
You give them speed. They'd be like, woo!
Well, they probably didn't try that.
You just
finding something that works, really.
Honestly, to me, bottom line is you need to have that set of people around you that you know you trust, that you know loves you no matter what you say, no matter what you are saying you want to do, but you accept what they have to say back. And that idea where it's like, you know, hey, oh, I just, you know, the people around me, they love me because they just let me say whatever I want. That's never going to do anything for you. But it's a safe circle. It's that those people that you can talk to and say how you're feeling, like, it's like, hey, I mean, this is the way I feel. I feel like this part of my body, whatever part it is, I just don't feel like it should be there. As this is a bit of an out of their circumstance, I don't know how friends would feel about that, but if you need to feel in that safe space where it's like people you can talk about anything. And
I don't know what to say this, but I really want somebody to poop and vomit.
You're a piece of shit. I swear to God, I'm going to cut off both your arms and legs.
Why are we trying to be serious on the friggin' podcast?
I think we should, because no. Somebody who's thinking about this, which it's like, hey.
It's like 200 people worldwide have been
diagnosed. The odds of any of these people listening to this podcast is zero. is literally down to zero.
So. Ryan, I thought you were going to have a revelation.
I thought it was, too. I was like, holy shit. I was like, oh my God, he's going to be like Ryan. And then all of a sudden he's like pooping shit on me. And I'm like,
no, vomit.
Oh my God.
What's the medical word for vomit?
I don't give a shit. You've heard it. You cannot hear it. I'm done.